This is another edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 21st of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and these are today's top stories. Liquidity is important. It's just too bad it's all sitting in the bank's reserves. It even looks like Greece could use some of that cash. Here's why. The municipality of Arkanes in northern Athens has decided to suspend all of its operations after running out of money. The municipal council met on Thursday night and voted to stop providing anything other than basic services because of its inability to pay employees' wages and regular expenses. The kicker? They want the government to reduce the interest rate on a loan to the municipality from 11.5% to 5.5%, arguing that the monthly loan repayments of €500,000 is too high. Yeah, I guess the second swimming pool, the nice fridge, and breast implants for the wife were just too cheap, so you had to go out and buy a Lamborghini to impress said wife. Oh, but now the loan payments are too much, aren't they? Suck it up, fatty. Your time is up, and now it's time to cut the fat. Keynesian insolvency at its finest. The first bailout conditions for Spain are in, and it's not looking good for the guy in the sombrero. They're the Spanish, right? Spain is considering freezing pensions and speeding up a planned rise in the retirement age from 65 to 67 in a bid to cut spending. The key phrase in all this? That's just the start, as Spanish government realised that pensions, unemployment benefits and borrowing costs are eating up all the efforts on the spending side. The plan is currently scheduled to take place over 15 years and is already a done deal, sources have said. It looks like the bull mentality over the past decade has killed you, Spain. It's just too bad bull meat's real stringy. Good luck swallowing your own pride. A Bloomberg headline has stated that South African gold producers are to consider bringing forward wage talks to the workers. Yet, upon the news, Silda decided to plunge for no apparent reason, a clear excuse for market manipulation, considering that South Africa isn't even within the top 20 countries producing silver. Hell, Sweden and Iran produce more silver than the mineral-rich South Africa. This is despite last week's settling of the Lonmin South African mine. All that happened as a result, however, was to trigger every other miner in South Africa to demand equitable terms, making the strike even worse than before. In the end, this means miners are going to go bankrupt, as they're unable to pass on the 20% cost surges to consumers, thus everyone out of a job and sparking something even worse. Of course, workers don't care about the future, only a couple of dollars now. But hey, look forward to the price of precious metals surging. I know I will. An EU IMF report into whether Greece's debt is manageable looks set to be delayed until after November 6th because policymakers want to avoid any shock to the global economy before the US election, EU officials have said. The system is so fragile that even our leaders are admitting to it. Let this bastard burn. I'd rather die from nature's forces than my own slow demise. Could Illinois be preparing for a federal bailout? The state just cut teachers' pension fund rates of return to 8% from 8.5%. Funny, coming from the very same teachers who were demanding and received higher pay, 16% higher over 4 years, in fact, following a several-day strike. You got your pay rise, bitches. Now enjoy being unemployed. Don't complain. This is what you wanted. In fact, Mr. Quinn made the statement official by pointing out in his budget proposal that significant long-term improvements in the state pension debt will come from seeking a federal guarantee of the debt. Welcome to America. Now you see it, now you don't. Gold, at 1787, is rapidly closing on its recent nemesis-like 1800 levels, while silver just broke above $35 for the first time in over 6 months, taking it to 26%+ year-to-date. All the while, gold has reached all-time record highs in terms of the euro, Swiss franc, and Brazilian real. Excelente. Police have opened fire on rioters who were torching a cinema during a protest against an anti-Islamic film Friday, killing one man on, wait for it, a holiday declared by the government so that people could demonstrate against the video. Perhaps the biggest contradiction since jelly and peanut butter. I know what we'll do. We'll create a holiday and then we'll kill you for it. Freedom of expression. Oh dear. Of course, ransacking and burning down a building isn't legal. Unless, of course, if it's a US embassy. What could be the secret to Apple's success? Could it be their wacky innovation and technological lineup of must-have gadgets? Hell no, it's their indirect stimulating of the economy via line waiters or line queuers. As Bloomberg reports, among the thousands of people expected to wait for hours outside of Apple's stores today, at least a couple hundred of them will be paid just to stand there. with one queuer stating, "I'm a professional line waiter. I've done other waiting in line things. I think it's going to end up being, like, my specialty." Which is all and fine, the evolution of capitalism. But once governments start getting involved and start regulating the amount of time a line waiter can stay in line due to unfair competition of those who can simply stand in a spot for days without food, I think it's time to move on to staring at paint dry, a lucrative career for the man who loves paint. Romdog has released his tax filing for 2011, and oh boy, does the rich white guy mentality waver strong. Of his $13.6 million earned, Romney only paid $1.9 million in taxes, an effective tax rate of 14.1%. All the while, he donated $4 million to charity, $2.25 million of which he claimed deductions, significantly bringing down his taxable income. Over the past 20 years, Romney's effective tax rate each year has now been on average 20% of his income. Thank you for the facts, Julius, but how exactly is this information going to prevent collapse? Good question. I'll get back to you once you rewind and then skip this news story indefinitely. More than triple the average of the last few weeks, today's New York Stock Exchange volume was the highest since the US downgrade last August, over 13 months ago. Like a schizophrenic retard, violently frothing from the mouth as he fails to succumb to his own limitations as a human being. Expect no sympathy when he cries as his mother beats him over his own incompetence. The algorithms sure don't care. I'm just kidding, my wife's also retarded. Tut tut, less complaining, more drooling. Here's a funny fact for the not so funny. It seems that there's a direct correlation between the rate of inflation to the odds of Obama winning the election. The rate of 5-year forward inflation almost parallels Obama's odds. The stupidity is all too real. Lastly, our quote of the week. Lockhart says, "Fed will buy bonds until US employment improves." Gee, buddy, I hope you have enough cash there because things are about to get strapped. What he doesn't understand is that there's a direct correlation between the long-term state of the economy and money printing. Too bad he's still living in Fedland, where Bernanke reigns supreme and everything is just a faint rainbow haze. I hear Obama appears white in Fedland and his name is George Bush. And in our last minute bulletin, Europe's crisis will be followed by a more devastating one, likely beginning in Japan. Simon Johnson. Porsche indicate Europe's car crisis spreading. No progress in Catalonia Madrid talks. Lenders reportedly consider new Greek haircut. Fed officials highlight benefits of bond buying. ESM to launch without leverage vehicle options. Japanese companies report China delays. Borg says Swedish taxes can't go into ill-managed European banks. Greek leaders struggle with spending reductions. Asian stocks rise as iPhone 5 debut boosts tech shares. China government hand seen in anti-Japan protests. That's all we have for today's edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 21st of September 2012. I've been Julius Reed, and you can check out more content at our website at www.thefinancialreality.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.